In this fifth week of Lent, we focus on the high priestly office or the sacerdotal office of our Lord. We hear these words from our reading this morning from 1 Timothy chapter 2. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. I don't even want to think about it. It makes me so scared. Is there anything that makes you say that you don't even want to think about it because it makes you so scared? That was the response I got from a 21 or 22-year-old young woman who had visited our church one day and that afternoon was in a conversation with me. And I was just asking her questions about her religious beliefs. She'd really never learned the gospel before. And in my discussion with her, I had asked her some questions about dying and about Judgment Day. And she just, you could just see the demeanor on her face just completely changed her discussion with me. And she said, "I don't even want to think about it. It's so scary to me." And I said, "Well, it's going to happen someday." And she said, "I think I'd run away." Why are we so afraid of that thought of facing God? Even Christians, even people that have been brought up in the faith, still have deep down inside of us this sort of terror about what's going to happen to us when we leave this life. Well, just think how different God is from you and me. Think how different his world is from the world that you and I live in. God is all-powerful. You and I can't even keep ourselves from getting the common cold. God is all-knowing. You and I have to look everything up on Google. We don't even know what the temperature is going to be tomorrow. Even the best meteorologists that we have don't know that. God is perfect and holy. We're just full of sin our whole life. God is everlasting. We live in this tiny little box of time. We've got cemeteries all around us. We've got death in front of us all the time. So no wonder that young lady was kind of scared of having to face this God. He's so different from us. He's just like in a completely different place and world from us and from what life is like. He doesn't know what our sin is like and the sorrows of this life and the fact that death is hanging out there in front of all of us. And so whenever people are in the presence of God, if you read throughout Scripture, they're always kind of wanting to get away from that. They're afraid of that presence of God. They're dropping to the ground. They're terrified. They're trying to put space between themselves and God. I think even of how Peter, when he witnesses the great catch of fish, and he thinks about who this is that did the miracle, this is the Son of God, and he just says, "Get away from me, Lord." We need to put a buffer between us and God. We need to make space between us and God. The last thing we want to do is be right in front of him and have to deal with him and have to confront him because he knows all this stuff about us and we're so different from him. And so there's a natural tendency in us to feel like we need to push away from God and to be as far away from him as we can. And we're going to be safer then. And a lot of people live their lives like that. I just don't want to deal with the whole God thing. It's too hard. I don't want to have to deal with that whole future issue. It's too difficult. We need this great buffer. So how could this enormous, immense, everlasting, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-holy God ever relate to me in my little life and what it's like to live here in this world? And yet he wants to. He desires that all people would come to the knowledge of the truth and be able to come to heaven and live with him someday. So how could he make that possible for us? Well, he did it through a Christmas present, through the gift of his Son. God looked around in heaven to try to find an answer. He spoke to his beloved Son, "'Tis time to have compassion. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to man salvation. From sin and sorrow, set him free. Slay bitter death for him that he may live with thee forever. And so in Christmas, God gave us the beautiful answer to this problem that we have, this huge need for a buffer. And he did that by sending his own son into the world to be a mediator, to be the one that, the only perfect one that could be the go-between between people like us and all of our problems and issues and this holy place called heaven. You see, in Christ, in the Son of God, you not only have somebody who knows both worlds, but somebody who can operate in both worlds and have credibility in both worlds, even before the throne of God. And so the man Christ Jesus is the one and only link that there is between us and our world and what our lives are like and heaven and what that world is all about. I've often wondered, and sometimes students ask this question about religion classes too, why do we spend so much time defending? Why has the church spent so much time defending who Christ is? Why is that such a big deal and such a big issue? There's a guy by the name of Cyril of Jerusalem, and he answers it for us. He says, if the incarnation was a fantasy, okay, if God becoming man in Christ was just a made-up fantasy, so also your redemption is a fantasy. In other words, the ransom paid to get you back to God then would also become a fantasy. Another early church father said it this way, John Chrysostom. A mediator ought to join in fellowship both parties between whom he is mediating. But if he should join only one of them in fellowship and be separated from the other, he could no longer be called a mediator. Another early church father by the name of Cyprian said it this way. The Son of God put on manhood, like getting dressed in us. He put on manhood, which he restored to the Father. What man is, Christ was willing to be in order that man could be what Christ is. That's a great line. Christ did this. He took on our flesh to be the one perfect mediator, the one perfect buffer between us and a holy God, so that we could be like him and exist in heaven someday forever. So in this God-man, Jesus Christ, we have the one perfect mediator, the one perfect advocate between earth and all of its trouble and heaven and all of its glory and perfection. Back in 1989 of June, there was an incident in Tiananmen Square in China. There was a protest and a revolt by many of the college students against the oppression of their communistic government. And the most famous picture, iconic image that came out of that protest in Tiananmen Square was one individual student who stood with his briefcase in front of a row of at least four tanks, and later on maybe as many as a dozen tanks. And he stopped the procession of these tanks. And when the tanks would try to move around him, he would just shift over a few feet and he would stop them once again. They don't know what happened to that young man. The legends and stories are that he was put to death for his opposition. But for just that brief moment in time, he stood there as the one and only individual that was holding back the onslaught and the terror that was coming from the Chinese government. We have the one perfect advocate, the one perfect high priest, who in time, our Lord Jesus Christ, in time, stood at one moment in time when he was on the cross in order to be the one perfect individual who could hold back the terror and the wrath and the justice of a holy God that would have been poured out on us. But instead, he stood in the line of all of that anger from God and the just holiness of God and let it burn him into the ground and into his grave. And so by doing that, he became your ransom. Our text refers to Christ as a ransom, often used in a kidnapping. Now, that young lady that I was talking to, that 21-year-old young lady who was so fearful, might ask the question, or you and I might ask the question, how do I know that this really happened for me? Listen to the words of our text again. Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. Now, you may think there's stuff about you and your life and the sins in your life that make you wonder whether it really happened for you. The fact that God consistently throughout Scripture says this was for all means that you can be absolutely positive, no matter who you are, that it was for you. There are no stipulations or qualifications. It was done for all. And so the fact that this one man stood between heaven and earth on that one moment in time to take God's wrath on himself and be your mediator gives you absolute certainty and confidence before the throne of God on your day of judgment. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Amen. Please rise for prayer. And we pray. We beseech you, Almighty God, look mercifully upon your people, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore in both body and soul. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, our great High Priest, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.